find by near Hanukkah. The Gemara tells us in the Sugi of Hanukkah that the Nehemiah Ravi is called the Edus L'chol Bay Oilam Shehashchina Shari B'Yisrael. That there's a certain Edus that the Nehemiah Ravi has to the world that the Shechina, the presence of the Shechina, is amongst Klal Yisrael. It's not clear from the Gemara why that should be. I mean, we know, Chazal tell us, that it's because that the candle which began, which they started lighting from, it ended. It was the one which lasted the longest. And that's a siman that the Shechina is B'Yisrael. So that may be true for the Nehemiah Ravi, but how is that true as well for the Ner Chanukah? Because the Ner Chanukah, in a certain sense, they represent the Nehemiah Ravi, which is why, and this is a klal always when it comes to any sugyas in Shas, that any time Chazal bring a mimer, even though it may seem unrelated to the sugya, as if it's coming like agav, it's not so. It's mamish nogea b'mahuso to the inyan of which Chazal is speaking about. One of the most famous examples of that is actually in the sugya of Hanukkah. The Gemara brings in the beginning of the sugya, which is a very short sugya, it's by about 3-4 blot. The Gemara brings a mimer from Rabbi Tanchum that about Yosef, that the boy was reik in b'mayim. Right? The Gemara has a drasha there about Yosef being thrown into the pit, and the Sfarim are all speaking about in what way is Yosef being in the boar related to Chanukah. That the Vilna Gaon has a very beautiful pshat and other tzaddikim. Even though you don't see from the sugya of Chanukah directly that the Ner Maravi is in essence shaykh to the Ner Chanukah, it absolutely is. On a simple level, the reason why the Ner Maravi is related to the Ner Chanukah is gufa because the reason why the Ner Maravi lasted longer than all the other Neros was because it was a din in the Shemen. That there was something about the Shemen which went into the Ner Maravi which allowed it to contain more Chiyos than the other Neros. And that's mamish the Nets of Chanukah. But the reason why the Ner Chanukah, that the oil lasted them for 8 days, is because there was something special about the pach. That there was something in the shemen which allowed the shemen to last longer. And memela, the nair of Chanukah also had the same skula because of the shemen. But beyond that, the nair of Chanukah is considered to be a hemshech of the nair Maravi. That the Ner Maravi, the fact that it represents the Shechina Shai B'Yisrael, the continuation of Klal Yisrael from generation to generation, is gufa de Eidus Shechina Shai B'Yisrael. And the fact that we light Ner Chanukah, which is the Shechina itself, which is the light of Ner Chanukah, it represents the fact that the Shechina is with Klal Yisrael. Otherwise, how would we be able to survive throughout the millennia, from generation to generation, despite all of the shibudim that Klal Yisrael has gone through? You have a question, Ethan?
Yeah, the Ner Maravi, it's the central stem of the menorah, or different
light? So it's machlekes, which candle? The Gemara has a machlekes, what candle was in Ner Maravi? If it was the fifth candle, or the middle candle, or the one on the farthest one? I remember exactly all the days. Huh? On the menorah, yeah. It's the... But the Eidus that the Shechin Ashar B'Yisrael is gufa, now it's become a Shwaki song. It's called Miracle. I think it's called We Are a Miracle. It's taken from the Yavetz. The Yavetz is a very well-known chiddush that he writes in, I think it's in the Hakdama to his Siddur, I forget the exact Mayamakam, where he says that the greatest nace in history is the continuation of Klai Yisrael Midor Lidor. I think Mark Twain even made a similar statement. But whatever it is that the greatest nace in history is the longevity of Klai Yisrael, the Malam in Ateva. And then the Ner Chanukah is a hemshech of the Ner Maravi, and that's good for the Shechina. That's made in Klal Yisrael that the Shechina is with us, because although it's very easy to overlook this nes of Klal Yisrael's existence, the greatest nes is good for the existence of Klal Yisrael. So we don't have to look very far to see miracles nowadays. Just to look at Klal Yisrael, and that's really one of the reasons why Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't do open miracles anymore. Because in earlier generations, when Klal Yisrael was in its state of infancy, so it wasn't clear the tremendous power of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore, for a child, you have to do nisim. Children are very impressed by miracles. But a person who's a zaken, a person who's an older person, he's not impressed by miracles. He's seen miracles in his life. People, by the end of their lives, if they wanted to, they could write a book about the miracles which happened. Every single person could write a book about the miracles of his life. Zeh Sefer told us Ha'adam. The Torah says that every single person is a Sefer and can write a Sefer. Every single person has Kedusha Sefer Torah, the Poskim say, the Sfarim say. So really, every single person, his life is like a Torah. And he can write miracles in his own Torah, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu wrote miracles in the book of Moshe. It's called Torah Moshe. This is the story of Moshe's life. Every single Jew can write a book about himself, where if you would think about his life clearly, he'd be able to see the miracles. When he comes up to Shemaim, in retrospect, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will show him that his life was literally like a Sefer Torah. That this was supposed to happen to you here. And of course, they're all Derech Nisim Nistar. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu was constantly guiding us in ways which we don't even realize, but there are miracles taking place all the time. But for somebody who's an older person, who has Meichin de Gadlus, who's a Zaken, Zeshakana Chachma, he's not impressed by miracles. He's able to see miracles everywhere. So that's why in this state of world, which is Chanukah, which is the very last Nes, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu did openly to Klal Yisrael, from Chanukah and on, there were no other open, revealed miracles to Klal Yisrael. There was no need. It's called Sof Kol HaNisim. The reason why there's no need anymore is because if you understand the message of Ner Chanukah and you look at the miracle of the existence of Klal Yisrael, what else do you need? It's a type of a Nes, which is Mosef HaHolich, that every single generation which goes by, the Nes gets greater and greater of the existence of Klal Yisrael. I mean, after the Holocaust, the fact that Klal Yisrael was able to rebuild after the Holocaust and to take Eretz Yisrael and turn it into a Makom Torah and Tefillah, and the way that many branches of Hasidus which were completely decimated by Hitler, able to build and to flourish and to grow, and just Klal Yisrael as a whole. Right? That the nace of Chanukah, in what it represents, is a nace which is mamish Mosef HaHolech. You can see that the Eidus is Shechin of Shai B'Yisrael from generation to generation. So again, so the reason why we don't need Nisim Bizman Hazeh, it's all really what we need to do is to reflect upon the existence of Klal Yisrael, which is exactly what the Ner Chanukah represents. And that's why when we sit by the Ner Chanukah, it's very interesting. The mitzvah is to give Halav V'Haida. What do we do already by Halav V'Haida? What is the Halav V'Haida which we do by the Ner Chanukah? We sit there, we're supposed to be Mahalo. According to the Rambam, the actual lighting of the Ner Chanukah is called the Haida. And the actual Iker Haida, according to Rashi, is an Alanisa. When we sit by the neighbors, it's a time of Halav Haida. So the main Halav Haida which we give, that Klal Yisrael is knowing to give by the Ner, is to say Maos Tzur. Maos Tzur is our ode, that one's called it, the ode to Hod. Like we give thanks to Kadosh Baruch Hu for all the Nisim which He's done for us. Now what's interesting about Maos Tzur is that it's not limited only to the Nes of Chanukah. It goes all the way back to the very first Galus of Mitzrayim, and then it goes to Bavel, and to Paros and Madai, and then it goes to Yavan, and then to Edom, and then it speaks about the hope for Mashiach. Because we know that Ner Chanukah is the light of Mashiach itself. So why, Manishtana Hanes Techanukah Mikol HaNisim, that when it comes to Purim, we don't mention anything about all the other Nisim, we don't speak about Mitzrayim on Purim, we don't speak about Purim on Pesach, but all of a sudden when it comes to Chanukah, we sit by the neighbors, and we start to talk about Purim, we speak about Mitzrayim. We speak about all these Nisim. What's going on over here? Teretz is that Chanukah is a celebration of the Nitzchis and the Kiyum of Klal Yisrael Midor Lidor. And if you really want to bring out the Nes, which is most represented by the Ner Chanukah, which is Gufadis, the Nitzchis of Klal Yisrael, the best way to do so is you have to start from the beginning. You have to start from Mitzrayim. Because from Mitzrayim and how we persevere in Mitzrayim is also because of Chanukah. And how we persevered also in the Galus Bavel, that's also because of the Ner Chanukah. And how we succeeded in Purim, that was also because of Ner Chanukah. But it was behesteh, that it was at a time where the Pach Shemen was hidden. But they didn't realize and notice that the Pach Shemen was giving them chias all the time. It was a hidden light. It was concealed from them. Really, every single Nes which took place, even before the Nes of Chanukah, was all because of this light. This is a light which is an ancient light, which has been carrying us throughout all the millennia. And it's only now, by Chanukah, the Kodesh Baruch Hu, that he was matriach so hard, and only to finally be able to show us this light, we could see upon him, ayin ba'ayin yiru. This is also the secret why, by the Nes of Chanukah, we add an eighth candle. It has an eighth day. Whereas all the other Yomim Tovim, they only have 7 days max. Because we know even Shmini Atzeres, the Gemara says, is regel defnei atzma. Whereas the 8 days of Chanukah is one regel. Which is interesting because the Ari HaKadosh says that there's a kavana for Chanukah which is called regel. It's called Abkasa. You have to be mechavin two names of Hashem which come together to make what's called the Shem of Regel. And the Arizal says the reason why it's called mechavin the Shem Regel is because of two reasons. Either because the Gemara says Ad Shetichla Regel Min Ashuk, or because the Zohar says that even Chanukah is called the Regel. So Chanukah has a Shem Regel. So we're unlike Sukkah, Sukkot and Shmini Atzeres, which are considered to be two different regalim, Chanukah is considered to be one regal of 8 days. And the secret of an 8 day Chanukah, as opposed to seven, this is the secret called Orech Yomim. Orech Yomim Bimina. That it's an 8 day Yantav because it's Orech Yomim Bimina. It's called Arichas Yomim. If you have seven, which is normally the lifespan of a person, Shivim Shana, the Pasuk says. 10 times 7, because there's 7 spheres from Chesed to Malchus. Right? The fact that there's also, we go to 8, which is Vim B'Gvurois, Shmonim Shavra. Gvurois is the Inyar Kishagavra, Beis Hashmonai, when they displayed a sense of Gvura, which is B'Gvurois, Shmonim Shana, which is 8 times 10, that's called Orech Yomim. What's interesting is that the Arizal says that when you're lighting the Ner Chanukah, that the Ner Chanukah has 13 words, which is Keneged, the Yud Gimel Midas of Rachamim. And so therefore, when you light the Ner Chanukah, you're supposed to be mechavin. When you say Baruch, you're mechavin to the Shem Kael. The second word, Ata Rachum. Hashem Chanun. So today is the third day of Chanukah, so when lighting the Ner Chanukah, we're mechavin to the Shem Chanun. And it goes all the way up to the word Lahalik Ner Chanukah, which is Nesi Avon Vafesha Bechatov and Ake. 13 can I get 13? The place where the Yud Gimel Midas of Rachamim come from, they come from a place which is called the Sphere, which is called the Keser, which in Kabbalah terms is called Arech. Arech is like a Lashon in our context. It's a Lashon of Arech Yamim. It's a place of longevity. A place of long life. So the reason why Chanukah has 8 days is because when you light near Chanukah, you draw down a light from such a high place, which we hardly ever touch. On Yom Kippur we touch such a light. We're marbid, we say many yugim on midas aracham, yugim on midas aracham, on Yom Kippur. So Rav Nachman has a beautiful piece where he speaks about the connection of Yom Kippur to Chanukah, that Chanukah really, it flows from Yom HaKippurim. So this light which comes from a place of Arich, which is from the Keser, which is the yugim on midas arachamim, such a heavenly light comes down and it gives us Arichas Yom. So therefore, the Ner Chanukah, the Arizal says that you have to bring down this light of Arich into the Ner Chanukah. That's why the last words is L'Halak Ner Chanukah, as if to say that all the Yilgul Mimidas HaRachamim are gathering into the Ner Chanukah. As if to say that this Ner Chanukah comes from a place of Arich, of Arichas Yomim, which is why you last it and you light it 8 days. But what it means for us in terms of the message of the Eidus She'ashchina Shoy V'Yisrael, what that means is that the Ner Chanukah represents the Arichos Yomim of Klai Somi Dor Lador. That the Nes coming from Arich means that the longevity, that the continuation of Klai Yisrael, the eternal quality of Klai Yisrael, this is what the Ner Chanukah represents. The Nitzchis of Klai Yisrael. On another level, what's pshat that it's an Eidus Shashchina Shoy V'Yisrael? And another aspect of the Yud Gimel Midas of Rachamim in the eighth candle. So, the Bezhiner Chassidim, they're no way to tell over this Ma'isa on Chanukah. They say that one time the Kedushas Levi walked into the Beis Medrash. And he saw his chassidim, they were mingling in the Beis Medrash, and he came over and he said, "So, what are we shmoozing about today?" And they were embarrassed to tell him. So he persisted and they told him that they were talking about, there was a certain nobleman, his name was Patitsky. they were saying that they were so impressed by his wealth, that he's so wealthy, that during the summer months when there's no snow, so he's able to make snow. How does he make snow? No snow blowers in those days. So he would had so much wealth that he had an abundance of sugar. You know, sugar was very expensive in those days. That he had so much sugar that he would take the sugar, he would pour it on the mountains, and he would go sledding down these sugar hills. And he would pretend that the sugar was snow. That's how fabulously wealthy this Grach Petitsky was. And that's what they were being misfarl about. That any tainig which he wants, he can have. That's how wealthy he is. So when the Kedushas lady heard this, he paused. And he said to them, does Grach Petitsky know anything about Ner Chanukah? Does he light Ner Chanukah? So Kamuvan, this was very weird to them because he was a guy. So whether they answered or they didn't answer, I don't know. But it wasn't a question which needed an answer. So the Kedushas lady said, if he doesn't light Ner Chanukah, he doesn't know the first thing about Tainug or Lamazeh. And with that, he walked away. This is what's Norig in the base regime that they say over on Chanukah every single year. Now the question begs itself. There's 613 mitzvahs in the Torah. Ner Chanukah, according to most Rishonim, is not one of the 613 mitzvahs. Not only is it not one of the 613 mitzvahs, but it's the last of the seven mitzvahs derabanan. Yet, the Kedushas lady says, if he doesn't know the ta'am of Ner Chanukah, he doesn't know ta'am olam hazeh. So the question is, Manishtana mitzvahs Ner Chanukah mikol mitzvahs, that he chose Ner Chanukah out of all mitzvahs to represent the ta'am that a Jew has in this world, which is greater than any ta'am that a guy has in this world. So the Oymek HaInyan is as follows. Every single mitzvah which we do has a chelek in Olam Haba and it has a chelek in Olam Hazeh, which is considered to be the neshama of the mitzvah and is the guf of the mitzvah. The neshama of the mitzvah is according to the machshava salev. That according to how much lev and how much machshava a person puts into a mitzvah, the hainu, the ahav, and the yira, that's the degree of the tainug that a person has in the mitzvah which he does. Whereas the pratius and the dikdukim in halacha, which is the chelik of the maisa mitzvah, that's the bechina of the mitzvah b'olam hazeh. But every mitzvah has two compartments, just like every Jew has two compartments. He has neshama and guf, every mitzvah has neshama and guf. And in the same way that we say, hayoyim la'asaysam ulamacha l'kav ascharam, that the rear schar of the mitzvah is reserved for Olam Haba. That means to say the tainug of the mitzvah is reserved for Olam Haba. That the ahava and the yira and the machshava and the hachana that a person puts in, mitzad halev, all that is really the schar Olam Haba, which is softened for him from the mitzvah. However, Ner Chanukah is unique. How so? Because every neshama is called a ner. Ner Hashem, nishmas Adam. And that ner, which comes from the neshama of the Jew, is mis'aneg the ner neshama of the mitzvah which we do in the next world. However, Ner Chanukah is different, that what we do when we light Ner Chanukah is that we light a ner in this world. Which means to say that even though all neris and all machshav and all neshama is in the higher worlds, Ner Chanukah is different in that the actual nisham of the mitzvah, which is the machshava of the mitzvah, is in this world. Which means that the chelik of the olam haba of the mitzvah, which is really reserved for the higher world, is existing in this world. Which means to say that you don't have to wait until going into olam haba in order to have a tainug from the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. The tainug of Ner mitzvah is mamish in this world. You're looking at the tainug of Ner mitzvah. What's interesting is that it comes out from here why it is that Ner Mitzvah is such a gevaldik tainug. The Pshat and the Kedushas Levi is that Ner Mitzvah is different, that you don't have to wait till Olam Haba to experience the Tainug. The Tainug is right in front of your face. Whereas every single mitzvah has a Ner, and that's the neshama of that mitzvah. You're looking at your Ner. You're looking at the neshama of the mitzvah. The neshama of the mitzvah is in this world. And this is the pshat that the Gemara has a whole shayla. Where do you light the Ner Chanuk? Do you light it mitzad yamin, or do you light it mitzad smol? Why should you light it mitzad yamin? The reason why you should light it mitzad yamin is because that's where it comes from. Like we said before, arech yamin bimina, that the 8 days of Chanukah correspond to yamin. That's called arech yamin bimina. What's interesting is that the Ari HaKadosh has a kavana that the wick of the Chanukah licht is called binyamin. It's called the secret of binyamin. What's interesting about, of course, these are all things which are open to explanation, because the Ari doesn't explain why it's called binyamin. He just says that it's called what's called Sod Man. There's a secret which is called Man in Kabbalah and Chassidus, which has to do with Oiris, which come from Lamata Lamala. And Binyamin is considered the Tzadik Tachton. I'm just using terms, whether just for the sake of Limud HaTorah, that Sod Binyamin means that he sends things up. That's the way of Binyamin. So the wick of Ner Chanukah is called Binyamin. But for our purposes, the reason why it's called Binyamin, because Binyamin was called Binyamin al Shein Benyamini. He's like Mordechai is called Ish Yamini because he comes from Binyamin. So Binyamin is Bechin of Yamin. Which means to say that the Menaira is the Bechin of Yamin. It's Arech Yamin Bimina. So that's why the Gemara says maybe you have to have a Mina, maybe you should light it on the right side. But we pass and we light it on the left side, which is the side of Arech Yamin Bismillah. Why should we light Dafka on the left side? Arech Bismillah Aisha V'chavayr. Why do we lay dafka on the left side? Because Oisha V'Kavod represents the Tanugim of Olam Hazeh. But what we want to demonstrate with the Ner Chanukah is that the Tainug of Ner Chanukah is even greater than the Oisha and Kavod of this world. That people will say, oh, Oisha is so great, and the Kavod is so great. You can be Graf Petitsky. You can be the great nobleman Petitsky. And you can have everything which you want, all the Oisha and all the Kavod. But the Ner Chanukah Bismol comes to be machriya, and it comes to show us that even amongst all the great Tanugi Olam Hazeh, which are all hevel in comparison to Ner Chanukah, Ner Chanukah is a light which makes all Tanugi Olam Hazeh become hevel havala. Which is interesting because the Ari has a kavana where he says to be mechavin what's called shalheves. Shalheves is a whole kavana behind shalheves. One of the kavanas behind Shalheves, the Ari says, is Shalheves is two names combined called Shais and Hevel. Shais, Hevel. So for our purposes, Hevel of the Shalheves of the Ner comes to say that it comes to make all the Olam Hazeh to become Hevel. It's all Hevel. Shais has to do probably with the Evan Shasiya. The Ner Chanukah has a shaykhus to that, but it comes to make everything hevel. So therefore, we see from Ner Chanukah why it is it has such a great tainug, and why it is on the left side. This is the word of the Kedushas Levi, that it belongs Bismayla Oisha V'Chavad. To teach us that there's nothing which compares to the Tainug of Ner Chanukah. Now, everybody's wondering the following thing. Why is it that when I light Ner Chanukah, that I'm not experiencing that? Like, where is the great Tainug that Kedushas Levi is talking about? It's good kasha. Mamash Tzarachin. But the answer is like this. In order for a person can light a candle for one of two reasons. Either because he needs light or he needs to warm up against the candle because he's cold. So we know that the light of Ner Chanukah, you're not allowed to get hana from it. Right? It's not there to illuminate. It's not there to illuminate. The reason why the Ner Chanukah comes down is in order to be misdabek kutsh b'ichu shchinte. It's order that Klai Yisrael should have its vekas with the Kaddish Baruch Hu. We should be mis'aning with the Kaddish Baruch Hu. We should delight with the Shechina which comes to greet us. That's called, it's a line of light which is to illuminate. It's a light to warm up against with. But not in a physical way, but in a spiritual way. But it's impossible for a person to warm up against a candle if he's completely clothed from top to bottom. Or if there's a machitza. If you have a candle in the room, and there's a glass door which is separating between you and the candle, so the candle or the fire is not going to warm you up because there's a glass door in the way. You may be able to see it, but it's not going to warm you up because the warmth is not going to penetrate the glass. And this is really the Teretz Tara Shaila. If we want to know why it is we're not experiencing the warmth and the tainig of the ner, it's because we have machitzas. And those machitzas are averus, which we do. That every chet is a machitza on the neshama, which is also called the ner, which doesn't allow it to become one with the neshama of the ner Hashem Nishmas Adam, which is the ner Chanukah. That really, it's appropriate that our ner should become one with that ner. It's after all, it's a ner coming to visit a ner. We're also neris. But we can't make these neris join together one and one if we have machitzas, if we're dirty, if there's machitzas between the two candles. So this is the secret why it is that we, like we mentioned before, that we mention the Yud Gimel Midas of Rachamim as we light. Because the Yud Gimel Midas of Rachamim, which we draw down from Yom Kippur by the Halakha, before we light the Ner Chanukah, is in order to be mechaper on our averus, so that when we actually light the Ner Chanukah, all of the mechitzas, which are mavdal between us and the candle, will go away so that we can have tainik from the candle. So really, it's a tnai kodin lamaisa. It's a refua kodin lamaka. That we're about to be mis'anik with this candle. And we want to have that tainik, like the Lucius lady says. And I know the reason why I'm not having that tainik is because there's mechitzas. And those mechitzas are mayaveras. So we bring down this light of Yigim Amidus Arachamim, which is from Ne'ilah, which is Yom Kippur, which is the secret of all kapara. That we should have kapara and mayaveras so that the purpose of what this candle is here for, which is to warm up against the candle, to be Mis'anik Beruchnius warp with the candle, we should be able to experience that. So as according to the first pshat, the reason why we said earlier was, we do Yud Gimel Midas HaRachamim, we bring them down into the Ner, which represents the Orechem B'min of the Ner. That there's an Arichas Yomim that the Ner has. Which is called Orech, from the place of Orech. That it's a Ner Orech, it's a Ner which lasts for a very long time. Mitzad this perspective, the reason why we have Yud Gimel Midas HaRachamim, is in order to be mechaper and averus, in order to be mesanig with the ner. So we could taste the ner. That says, Tayamu uru'u ki tayv Hashem. Re'u is a lashon or. Re'u ki tayv is like saying or ki tayv. Tayamu, taste uru'u ki tayv, taste the or ki tayv. Ki tayv Hashem, you'll taste, you could taste from the or ki tayv just how sweet HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in Tainag is that it makes all Tainag Olam Hazeh become Bata. And so Chazal say, the Mishnah says in Avos, that a person who learns Torah, a person who has Hana from the Vitara, Noitel Chayav Min Ha'olam. That the Chazal is saying that a person is not allowed to derive benefit from Torah, because if he does so, is that the Pashup Shad is that he'll be punished of Noitel Chayav Min Ha'olam. That he'll have no life in the next world. So Rav Nachman of the Tzaddikim types like this. Anybody who has Tainik from Taira, Noitel Chayav Min Ha'olam, that he has no life left in this world anymore. That it takes the life away from him. That Tainug of Taira is so great that it makes all Tainug Olam Hazeh become Batal. Like I once asked my Rebbe, who's a Gevaldik Masmid, and he's so dovek for kosher the Torah and his feeling about his Hashem. One of the things which is a real shavach to him is that he never ever stops giving shurim and learning and so on. Like Bliyai and Hara, Hashem should give him the koyach to continue. That it's like a little secret which I'm exposing. I hope I'm not exposing now. That nobody realizes that although that some rabbis they go on vacation and they take their breaks and this and that. Everybody needs their time. The Rebbe for 30 years, 40 years, whatever it is, has been giving shurim constantly from week to week without stopping on her. So he once mentioned this to me, you know, in passing, like, that he does that. He said, I'm like the Lubavitcher Rebbe, like just like the Lubavitcher Rebbe, he never took any vacations. He was mamish meisef ha'haylich, like the Ner Chanukah, and being Makar Vietnam. So I once asked my Rebbe, I said, like, you don't have any cheshik at all to, let's say, to go travel to Switzerland, to go do this, like travel the world, like see anything else? He looked at me like, no. All he wants to do is sit by the sefer, and you could see the whole world from the sefer. If the or is with you, if the or is present when you're learning, you could see misefer lemat sefer. You don't have to spend the thousands and millions to travel the world. You could see everything there is in the world from the light of Torah. Like it was well known from the Chayzeh, from the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, and the Tzaddik, and they looked in a sefer and they saw from one of the world to the next. How so? Because of the or. But that or is so sweet. It's the sweetest thing in the world. That if a person who has shaykhah to that or, that everything else which people are looking to invest in and to accomplish in life, the tzaddik wants nothing more than just to continue what he's doing right now. These are his aspirations, to have more of the light, and more of the light, more of the light. It doesn't require any money, it doesn't require any tericha. You just sit in your dal and amos, and everything is at your disposal. The whole world is in your fingertips. The light from which the purpose of creation is for is mamash there. It's in the tzaddik's dal and amos. Such a gevaldic life to be a tzaddik. That's what it means. What else in life is left for such a person other than this light? That if a person has a shaykhis to this light, then everything becomes bata. So Ner Chanuk is the revelation of that light. It's a revelation of this light of Naitel Chai Min HaOlam, that if a person who is truly Dovak to Ner Chanuk, that everything else becomes bata. It's really just a yesod that we'll leave off with this when it comes to Ner Chanuk b'frat. One of the kolim in Avodas Hashem is that a Jew needs to know like what's ikr and what's tafel. At all times to know like what the ikr is and what's tafel to that. When it comes to Chanukah, there's many things that are going on in Chanukah. There's mesibas, and there's latkes, and there's sufganiyot, and there's dreidels, and there's simchas mireyim, and there's all different types of things which are going on Chanukah. Everybody's very busy on Chanukah. But the real nikud of Chanukah, and this is the yontav of Chanukah itself, is the ner Chanukah. The ner. The ner itself is the nisham of the yontav. That for that chatzi shah that the candle is lighting, this inisra melacha, because that's the yontav. As long as the candle is lit, then the yontav is lit. But as soon as the light goes away, then it's just a roshim of the yontav. But the yontav is the ner. And the nisham of the whole day is the ner. So you find many people, unfortunately, let's say they'll light their Chanukah, they'll sing Mo'ez Tzur, and then they'll run off. And then the Chanukah licht is left. But there's an inyan to sit by the Ner Chanukah, to enjoy the Ner Chanukah. To enjoy the presence, to look ayin ba'ayin with the Ner Chanukah. It's part of the mitzvah, the Sfarim say. The Devi Chaim sat 6 hours by the Ner Chanukah. Kedushas Levi sat 7 hours by the Ner Chanukah. Of course, they saw in that Ner Chanukah on Misayfar Lambat Saifar. The Imam is delighted in that Ner. But at least for us, that we're simple people, the ikr is that just to be mindful of the fact that there's an ikr and tafel when it comes to Chanukah. That the ikr is the ner, the hachanas of the ner, the halakha of the ner, the shiras of tishbachas by the ner, that the person makes an asik out of the ner Chanukah, not out of the Chanukah parties, but out of the ner itself, that should be the ikr of the yantar. All the kedusha and all the bracha and all the simcha, all the gevaltik tainug, and everything which HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give to Klai Yisrael in Chanukah is through the ner. This revelation represents the Neis, as we spoke about before, the Nitzchias of Klai Yisrael. And tremendous light from high, high places are coming out through that Ner. So the more that a person is makash himself to the Ner, is mistabik in that Ner, that the brachas of that Ner will be zeichet to light up his own Ner, which is the Ner Shem Nishmas Adam, and to grow most of the Eilech, and with that to be zeichet to greater Eiris, as she nizke to the Or Gadol, but be as Kral Tzenek, Meher V'meinu Amen. Amen.